Mystery creates wonder, and wonder is the basis of man's desire to understand. Neil Armstrong. Welcome to Grimly.
It's fine. I guess she's borderline.
Fine.
We need the G bib, not the Roy.
Yeah. Right. You don't want light colored leggings.
You do not. As a thick thighed woman, you do not.
Yes. Like you have thick thighs. Well, shut the hell up.
I lost some weight, but I have been a thick thighed woman.
Yeah.
Like the fleshy colors, mm-hmm. the rosy mm-hmm. colors. No.
Scary.
No, we need to be wearing dark colored leggings.
You don't want to see the sweat.
And all, anything. It's literally everything is to be seen.
Yeah. The whole.
Like, we've all seen that image of like a woman mm-hmm. walking or like, mm-hmm. where it's just like, is she clothed?
Yes.
Or is she not clothed?
Like, are you wearing pants?
Are you wearing pants?
Yeah.
You don't want anyone to wonder unless you're wearing a dress, obviously. But like, if it's a question, are there bottoms on that person?
Sorry. You know what? That first of all, we're recording. So welcome to Grimly.
Welcome to Grimly.
We are two unserious people that talk about seriously creepy shit.
And I'm Meg.
And I am Missy. That story, the image that you just created in my brain while you're saying the, can I tell from a distance if you're wearing pants?
Yes.
There was this one time I was running on the Brookgama Trail, as in like jogging, not like I was doing on purpose. I wasn't like running from somebody.
It was a safe friend of Brookgama. Okay.
But there was this person like kind of far in front of me, and I was like, and they were like speed walking. And I was running. Yep. I was like, are they wearing tan, flesh colored pants?
Uh huh. And I kept our minds all do it.
And I kept running.
No.
No fully pants. Naked.
Oh, is it like June?
Was it during the summer?
The solstice. Because you know people do.
Yeah. They do. Like they do the solstice like bike thing.
Riding.
This is the Burke Gilman and Kenmore.
The Burke Gilman is a bike place.
They were on a bike.
Interesting.
They were just speed walking naked. It was a man.
Of course it was a man.
I saw the whole.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I just remember like running a passage, but just laughing to the.
Tell me more. Because I imagine him with white, very trim and slim with white hair and a beard.
It was dark hair. He had a beard. A little bit of beer belly.
No.
Yeah. No. He wasn't like out of shape, but it wasn't.
Was there.
I wouldn't be like actively being
you
naked
saw
in public.
A whole man dick and bush.
Yeah. He was wearing like some sort of like weird belt thing.
Like a
belt that you would wear like when you're running, like a marathoner like belt.
God, I don't even know the name.
Or they have like the waters.
Fanny pack?
Yeah, like a fanny pack situation.
He had a fanny pack, but he didn't have any pants on. What the fuck?
No.
Do you have a picture?
No.
Why not?
It's somewhere.
I
remember I was seeing it on Facebook.
Oh.
I will try to see if I can find...
No, it's not okay to do that.
Yeah.
It's not okay to do that.
Mm-mm.
Nobody
Mm-mm.
should be doing
Mm-mm.
that.
I will see if I can find the, like, memory, the Facebook memory, because I definitely... Because you know, like, Facebook now.
We'll remind you.
Remind you of, like... I haven't been on Facebook in
It's always,
very
like, the most,
time.
Like, a criminal amount of years.
Yeah.
It's like, here, 17 years ago.
Right, you posted this. You're like, Jesus.
That's too old.
No, that might not be, though.
12. We get a lot of 12 years.
Yeah.
14 years ago. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We were on Facebook then.
There was definitely, I posted about it because why wouldn't I?
No, of course. And if it were now, you would have probably snapped a pic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I definitely remember, I think someone commented pics or it didn't happen. But like,
that might have been me because
might have been you.
Because I, that is.
Oh my God. If I find it, and if it's you that said that.
Oh no.
It will be the funniest fucking thing ever.
I think the chances that is me is high.
Yeah. I But like, that's just kind of how we've been friends for so long.
I know.
we are nothing but consistent.
Go and find it.
We are nothing. I will find it.
Is that a Sigu?
No.
Oh no, of course not. Why would it be?
You were making fun of my leggings that have holes in them, and then we got here.
Like, yes, because yeah. Listen, we're on, you know, I'm thinking about being gifty because it was last week, and I'm like, okay, see, this is how you become gifty. You pay attention. Mm-hmm. There's a small hole in these green
leggings that you're making fun of the color.
No, it's a good color of green. It's a borderline. It's as light of a green. I would go.
Call it teal.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah, emeraldy kind of.
Emeraldy, teal.
It's very,
gem. Emerald City.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are some Seattle-ass leggings.
For sure.
Listen, I've had these leggings for a long time.
It looks like it.
That hole is for my dog. And this hole is for my dog when he was a puppy. So.
Yeah, you know what, though? He's so grown now. And I feel like you deserve a new pair of emerald.
Yeah.
Okay, well, emerald City leggings. Noted. Your birthday's coming up. Let me
give you some emerald city leggings.
And I'm back to being a shitty gift giver again.
We've gone full circle. We have gone full circle.
You either got it or you
circle.
Don't.
I you guess. Really don't. Sorry.
I don't.
It's okay.
I'm trying. I'm working on
it. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is, as someone who is a good gift giver.
Well, teach. Preach, girl.
I will preach. I will teach. I will preach. Pay attention to something that someone wants, mm-hmm. and like they've kind of complained about.
Yes, paying attention, I think, paying is very attention important.
Is a good part of it.
And active listening.
Active listening.
Remembering is remembering. Also important.
Yeah, if you're not, don't have a good memory, just like write a little note in your phone.
Oh, you know? Taking notes.
Taking some notes. Mm. Or if they have a hobby that maybe is, they have like a lot of stuff already for that hobby. Like for me, example, I backpack, right? I have like a lot of like backpacking gear.
Okay.
Finding something adjacent to that that would be useful for backpacking.
But maybe they wouldn't buy themselves. Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
That's very good advice.
Or something that maybe is like perishable. Like,
love that.
Like backcountry, like coffee situation.
Oh, okay.
Like
food stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, stuff
little,
like that.
Little beverage things. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm, true. Mm-hmm.
They do make like cocktail kits now for backcountry.
Okay.
Or like if they do like photography, like another hobby I do is like photography.
She's like, this is my wish list.
This is my wish
list. If you fuck it up and your birthday is coming up and then Christmas is around the corner.
No, that is not why I'm saying taking this. Notes. I'm trying to think of like.
No, this is great.
You know, so I do like photography too. So like cleaning wipes.
Oh, how am I going to...
Like a cleaning kit, you know? Just okay, like so little like, things that would be useful.
Missy likes photography. Let me go to a camera store.
Yeah.
And poke around.
Right. Like talk to a person. It's putting in the effort. I think
that's true. It is.
Okay. You know, totally.
Pay attention. Remember, put in the effort.
Act like you fucking steps. Like the person that you want to buy a gift for.
Damn.
And just like don't think about it as an afterthought.
Wow. Okay. I haven't been schooled.
Not that I'm saying that anything Bobby, is like this an is afterthought. Gold.
This is honestly the best thing I've ever heard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for. Can we please to fucking educate the masses on
you've already giving. Started off on such a good foot. What are we talking about tonight?
What are we talking about today?
I'm all yours. Please. I'm all ears.
Do think you will probably know the story.
Okay.
So.
I'm ready to receive the story.
Please don't say it like that.
You have my gift. Like you started it, okay?
And my gift could be is you never say that again. That's all a gift I need from you.
It was a little borderline.
It was a little borderline.
Okay.
You went for it. And
suck it. Are we a lesbian podcast now?
I love you a podcast. We have this, but that's just girl friendship. Like, that's like peak girl friendship where people like are wondering if you're maybe in a couple.
I think that's just that's
peak girlhood, like right? Yeah, totally.
All right, well, carry on.
All right, let's do this. Okay, on September 7th, 1967, near the town of Alamosa, in San Luis Valley of Southern Colorado. Sorry, I don't know why I looked at you like this. Just like ring a bell.
Oh, I was like, okay. That's a state. Okay. I get it.
Cool. That's a state. Got it. Okay. Snippy, a 3-year-old Appaloosa mare.
Snippy?
Snippy.
Okay.
Had failed to return home to the Harry King Ranch. She was found a few days later, dead and mutilated in a way that still baffles the valley, her owners, ranchers, and the UFO community.
Okay, I was like, this is ringing a bell, but I'm horrified.
So today we're looking into the case of Snippy the horse, and we'll ask, was it an accident or something unknown that caused the untimely death?
Okay, Snippy.
So do you know this?
It definitely was giving UFO. It's giving the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Is it part of the addition to the lore? Or is it part of the, it's not like, you know, cow mutilations, but this is, could it be?
I think this is maybe where cow mutilation started.
It could have. That's what I'm saying. I was like, it could be. I don't know. Yeah. But like what you're about to tell me, Snippy means nothing to me.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know Snippy.
How dare you?
I think I'm going to come to care deeply about Snippy, but like currently it doesn't exist in my world.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a stranger to me. But like, I wish her well, and I don't think it's going to go well. But for
shoot
her.
Me in the face.
Okay. It's like so much easier to be stupid because it's unfortunately just a horse. Like, thank God it's hard.
This is, I guess, a bit of a trigger warning for people who like animals. We're going to be talking about a horse.
I like animals. I know. Like, we're not talking about a person.
I know. God. But like, some people really...
Although I do think they're sentient. Okay, you guys, I do. And we need to treat animals better.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
especially horses.
Yeah. So think about horses.
I don't care.
I used to ride horses. Growing up,
mm-hmm.
I was in 4-H. I did the whole. I did the whole thing.
Slept in the barn.
Yes,
during the fair.
I forgot about that.
I did not.
You never will.
So,
the thing about horses is nothing that big, and that powerful and that muscular, should be that fucking skittish as they are.
Ah, horses. Well, they've got very skinny little legs, and I think they're worried about rolling an ankle.
They're so skittish. In a way, they're like, why? You're so big. You could kill anything here. Mm. Why are you so skittish?
But could they?
Yeah.
If they go to stomping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know, run deer, that bitch over.
Maybe it's because they're domesticated, because deer maybe. Will stomp the shit out of you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, fucking box you. Honestly.
They're just not wild enough.
No, they're not.
But you're right. Even wild horses seem they just run away.
It's like, oh, man. It's like, oh. You're way too big for this.
It's just like really pretty.
Right.
Yeah, they're just nice to look at. They're like, don't, ew, no.
You're like, no, that's right.
No. The men, cats of...
Yeah, the cats.
Whatever.
Of the giants?
No, just I'm like, there's got to be a name for like the gazelle-like animals. The four-legged.
Right. Of
the giraffes, the zebras, the horses.
Right.
What is that? This is a biology question.
This is
a...
I don't have an answer. The cats of the long-legged world.
I think you should talk about Skippy now. Okay. Immediately.
Okay. Meg's like, please shut me up.
Make it stop.
Okay, so the Harry King Ranch in Alamosa, Colorado was a horse and boarding stable where Snippy was located and boarded at. Okay, so something about the name before we get started.
Mm.
Snippy is
okay,
actually...
I already thought it was Skippy. I forgot. I think I called it Skippy.
No, you called it Snippy.
I did?
Yeah.
And then after I said that, then I forgot.
Yeah.
Now it's Skippy. Okay, sorry. Okay. You're going to have to cut that.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Snippy. She seems like a biatch immediately.
She's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I actually don't know. So her name is actually Lady the Horse.
Oh, okay.
But there's a moment where it turns to Snippy.
Rude.
And I don't know why.
I wonder if she bit someone.
Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
It was so what it sounds like, it was like a nickname from her owner.
Snippy.
Snippy.
See, and
like maybe she's like a little like a little snippy.
Yes.
Or maybe she like just neighed a lot or like kind of like had like a little bit of a toot, like horse toot.
It's giving
like
toot.
A horse toot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Either way, she was boarded at this stable in Alamosa, Colorado.
Okay, I bet it's beautiful there.
It's right next to the Great Sand Dunes.
Wow.
Yeah.
oh, with a horse, and they're like,
I know,
wind fucking in their fucking
I know,
fucking majestic.
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
So Harry King, the ranch owner, had informed the family that owned Snippy that she had not come back to the barn in the evening like she usually does on September 7th.
Okay.
So she was living at this barn. And I think Harry...
You're talking about her as if she's like a human person. Know, right? She's like, she would go and do her thing. She went to her job and she came home every night like to she the went barn to work. She lived.
Yeah. But he's like, okay, it's like, she's like, she didn't come back.
Yeah.
He's going to try to find
she's
her.
Missing. Oh, so scary when he goes missing.
No, and awful. like everyone was kind of concerned, including Harry, because this was a horse that was a creature of habit.
Yeah.
So she would kind of go off in the pasture, do her horse thing during the day, and would come back in the evening and like take like a big swig of water and go to bed. Ugh. Great existence, honestly. So on September 9th, Snippy was found a quarter mile from the ranch, dead. Yeah, so according to reports, Harry had found the animal completely skinned and the flesh, muscle, and tendons completely gone on the shoulders of the horse up to the skull. I wish I had to get a picture of her face right now.
So, will you say that again?
Okay. So Harry found the animal completely skinned, including the flesh, muscle, and tendons completely gone on the shoulders of the horse, in the neck of the horse, all the way up to the head.
So for a chunk of the horse, what does that leave left? Bone?
Yes. So the bones were left completely bleach white.
Nothing that's alive does that.
I know.
I can't think of a thing.
I can't think of a thing. We'll get into that later.
Are there pictures?
There is a picture.
Okay.
So there, actually, I'll get into that in a little bit, but we'll talk about that.
It's later. Like a burn. It's like acid or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't think. It's not.
It sounds like something from Mortal Kombat.
It's literally not a wild
like
animal.
Like a video game.
Or a human.
Yeah. So there were also clean and completely smooth, is what he called it, cuts made from the horse's body, and the area that the horse was found was completely free of blood or animal tracks of any kind.
Oh, this is like this has got to be. Okay.
And that the scene had a strong smell of like acetone.
Acetone?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So the next day, Harry returns with the horse's owners, a man named Burl Lewis and his wife, Nellie. And it sounded like Nellie and Harry were actually siblings. Some sources would say that and some sources didn't. But I think Harry, the ranch owner, and Nellie, the owner of the horse, which also sounds like a fucking horse's name, which isn't helpful.
Yeah, you're right.
It sounds like they were siblings.
Got it. Okay.
But so
that makes sense. Yeah.
But Burl.
Who's Burl, the neighbor?
Burl is Nellie's husband.
Okay.
So it's Burl and Nellie Lewis.
Okay.
And then Harry King.
Okay. Who found the...
Harry.
Got it.
Harry found the horse. He was the one boarding the horse.
Got it. And it's her.
And it's Nellie and Burl's horse.
Got it.
And Nellie is his sister.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there with you.
Yeah. So when Nellie and Burl came to the scene of Snippy, they also noticed the weird smell, like I said. And Snippy's exposed bones now seem to have a pinkish color instead of the bleached white, like Harry had said the day before.
Weird. I don't know anything about chemistry, but maybe
an arrow or something.
Who knows?
Bleaching out. I don't know. There had also been no signs of predation by vultures, coyotes, or any other animals.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like it.
Even though the carcass had been there for days at this point.
Oh, because it smells weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
So, speaking of the carcass, which was a sentence I never thought I'd say in my life.
That's not a fun word. I don't like that word.
I know. Like, it's not, I don't know. So
it describes what it.
It is,
yeah.
Right? I'm like, but it's like it's
like the rotisserie chicken after you picked up.
I know.
That's what you got left.
So the body had not begun to bloat or have any sort of rotting smells to it, like most dead things do.
Oh my God.
That had been left in the sun for days.
I need to talk to where are the scientists?
We'll get there.
Where are the crime scene investigators?
So Harry, Nellie, and Burl also found that Snippy's tracks had ended 100 feet from where she was found.
Interesting. And no blood there either.
No blood.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So upon further examination of the area, about 100 yards north of where Snippy was found, there was a 10-foot circular area of brush that had been flattened. along with small burn marks in the brush.
No.
And also like indents.
Who the fuck was in there?
And it looked like it was maybe like a vehicle had been there. Some sort of vehicle, right?
A round one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So on the bushes.
Suspicious.
Right. So Nelly also noticed a gelatinous substance and a piece of metal with horse.
This is not all of these things can be true. This is insane. Where are these facts coming from? It's every single lore. It's all the jelly substance,
the burn marks,
it's the all crop circle, the mutilated animal. Go on.
It's all there. It's all here. It's all here.
This can't be true.
It's a slam bam. Thank you, ma'am.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's covering all the plot points.
You're the one that like believes in aliens more than I do.
I do. I want to. I would like to.
Even when you're given a story, you're like, this is what you want. And you're like, no.
I know. It's true.
So Nelly notices a gelatinous substance on the bushes, and she also finds a piece of metal with horsehair on it. And then when Nelly touches the substance, stupid, don't do that, it caused her hand to burn.
Yeah, probably.
And it didn't stop until she was able to scrub her hand.
Oh, the cancer will come.
Not great.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a... I don't think I can post this online.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at it. Oh my God. That doesn't... Okay, first of all, this is the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it look like it is a fake... This doesn't look like this doesn't look like a horse to me. This doesn't really look like a real thing. This, to me, this looks like a freaking alligator face.
Have you seen what a horse skull looks like?
No.
You should Google it.
It looks exactly like this is what the skull looks like.
Uh-huh. They're long.
It's super shriveled. It's like okay, because the body part does sort of look like a horse, but it's got a very long neck and an
horses have
gator
long...
face. You can't post this on the internet. You don't think?
I don't know if I might get flagged.
Well, it seems harmless. It doesn't even look real. Okay.
People can barely post their nipples online.
Well, it depends on what size you're posting on.
It's true.
We would
have an OF.
No, like, this is absurd.
Yeah.
It's charred. It looks like if you took like a flamethrower to it, but the way it's like gradual, it's bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
So there is. I'm not going to describe that unless it's fake.
Yeah, there's another picture that says it's from this story. I should have put it on here. I looked at the picture because that was a picture I always thought of. It's a fucking goat.
Oh.
It's not a horse.
Oh.
Maybe I'll look it up.
We can look at it.
And maybe because I grew up on a farm and I know the difference.
Yeah, you're talking about horse skulls. How do you know what a horse skull looks like?
Because I've seen
dead ones.
Horse skulls?
Oh.
Yeah. So this is the picture that's often associated. This is a fucking goat.
Oh my God. With the face again. Hold on. Ew. No. This does.
That's a goat.
This also looks fake.
I don't know.
This can't be right. The one that you showed me seems better. Than this.
Yeah, this is a picture from a newspaper.
I think this story is fake.
This whole story?
I don't know. This is just
should we just quit the podcast?
No. I'm like, this is the craziest photo.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
a totally different
photo.
Angle.
Yeah, that's I don't
this
think
this is posted on in a newspaper?
If you Google Snippy the horse,
that's
usually the first photo that comes up.
This is crazy.
That is a fucking goat. That's not a horse.
Oh.
I guess is my main point. I don't know where the origins of that picture comes from, and the fact that you Google Snippy the horse and that's the picture that comes up. I would love to find the original like posting of that.
I know there's so many different photos. I feel like it's a lot of okay. Yeah. Right, you just can't trust the internet anymore.
I know
it's so hard.
That is a horse skull.
That one is.
Yes.
Okay, that's a different photo.
Yeah, but this is obviously also a very much more recent picture. Sorry, we're looking at fucking bodies.
Of horse bodies
of animals. But
okay, the one that you picked is
from a newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That still is crazy as hell.
That it is crazy.
And you think
as
that
hell.
Looks like a horse skull
that
from
is
the
a
underside.
Horse yeah.
Wow, they we're all the kind of cut from the same cloth, aren't we? That looks like an alligator. But like we also found a foot on the beach that looks like a human foot. But
yeah.
Yet it was like
it was a seal. Fin.
It was a seal.
And I called the authorities.
We did. We haven't talked about that.
I think we have talked about it. I think we did the Salish Sea Feed.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I shared my stupidity.
All right. Okay. So the horse is not a goat.
Just be weary, I guess, when you Google it.
Yeah.
I hope I can post this. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We'll find out. So,
okay.
So Nellie reports what she finds to Sheriff Ben Phillips. And Phillips declares that the horse had been struck by lightning.
Oh.
And he does it without ever going to the scene or looking at the horse.
Interesting.
Where
is Colorado?
Yeah. I might be creating some conspiracy theory lore in this episode later. So just bear with me here.
I'm like, I hadn't thought about that, but sure. If somebody told me that's what happened, I would say.
Struck by lightning?
Sure.
I don't think you get struck by lightning. And it takes away all of your flesh and bone. I don't think so either, because
I think some people do survive it.
Yeah. And they have the crazy marks, right? But they don't have like...
True.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. No.
So, besides the fact that Ben Phillips, the sheriff, had not gone to the scene before he declared this, there was also no reports in the weather in the area that showed any kind of active lightning strikes.
Oh, well, that would be very easy to check.
That's something they definitely watch in these types of areas, even here, because you watch lightning strikes to make sure it doesn't cause a forest fire, especially in the summer. So, Dwayne Martin, who was a Forest Service employee at the time, he arrives at the scene with a Geiger counter, and he states that the area was surrounding where Snippy was found, and the globs in the middle were all giving off high readings of radioactivity. And that's Dwayne in the photo.
Okay, good. That's what he's holding. Yeah,
so that's Dwayne, that's Nellie, and that's one of Nellie's friends. I think her name was Lenore.
Oh my God, Lenore.
No, Leona.
I love it.
Yeah, her name was Leona. She's nowhere else in the story, but she's in the picture. So during the time of Snippy's death, there was also accounts of strange phenomenon in the area.
Okay, go on.
So one man reported being followed by something bright and top-shaped in the sky while driving on a highway in the area. And then a college student said that he was driving and saw something of similar shape and description in a nearby field. And as he drove closer to it, both of his back tires blew out.
Huh.
Just out of nowhere.
Hmm.
And then two sheriff's deputies said that they were followed by an orange globe in the sky. And when they were told their superiors about what happened, they were told that they would lose their jobs if they submitted a formal report.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right.
Mm-hmm. So
suspicious.
Suspicious. A few days after the horse was found, Dr. John Altshuler was caught in the Great Sand Dunes National Park. It was just called the Great Sand Dunes at this time, but now it's Great Sand Dunes National Park.
Nice.
FYI.
Upgrade.
Right. That's really promote you.
Exactly.
Maybe not a promotion right now. Let's be real.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. So Dr. John, he was in Great Sand Dunes. He was looking for UFOs in the sky.
I feel like I need to go to Great Sand Dunes.
We should.
Okay.
Yeah. So Dr. John was actually a world-renowned pathologist.
Suspicious.
And he gets caught by sheriffs breaking the Great Sand Dunes National Park. Breaking, it seems like a strong word. He was there after hours. We've gone to a national park after hours. But he heard about things being seen in the sky in the area. Mm. And so he wanted to go try to see him for himself.
Okay.
He was a Great Sand Dunes. Which is probably a great place to do stargazing.
Totally.
See a super dark sky, right? In National Park.
Goodness.
But he's stopped by sheriffs. And he's a world-renowned pathologist. And he's kind of asking the sheriffs, hey, man, can we just sweep this under the rug? I really don't want me being a UFO enthusiast getting out there because I feel like it'll ruin my reputation as a pathologist. He's I don't want people not take me seriously.
Wow, yeah.
Because this is 1968, right? So now.
No, wow. Definitely.
So the sheriffs make a deal with Altshuler. So they say, you come take a look at Snippy.
Oh, wow.
This weird fucking horse we found. Since you're
going on over
a pathologist.
Damn.
And we will forget you breaking into a national park.
Interesting. Okay, it's like a movie.
It really is.
You should make a movie.
This should
about
be
this.
A fucking movie.
I would watch.
I would watch it too. So Altshuler agrees and he goes and examines the horse. So he discovers that the animal's lungs, hearts, and thyroid were completely missing.
Where though? I saw it. Is it cut. Oh, you said it was like sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he said that they were removed with the, quote, cleanest cuts he's ever seen.
Hmm.
So like predation situation.
No, not. Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
He an then animal. Sees that the rest of the abdominal organs were also gone, along with the brain and everything else in the spinal column. There's nothing left in the spinal column of the horse.
It's, again, either not a real horse or... Okay, go.
The fuck? What
happened? Like, there's no physics can explain this to me. I don't understand.
So he was also shocked by the lack of any blood at the scene.
I am.
Or also. In the body in the of body. The horse. And he also said the cuts on the horse that were, like, clean, they also had, like, burn marks along the cuts.
No.
Mm-hmm. He said that years after the incident, quote, I have done hundreds of autopsies. You can't cut into a body without getting some blood. But there was no blood on the skin or the ground. No blood anywhere.
How?
The outer edges of the skin were cut firm, almost as if they'd been cauterized by modern-day lasers. But there was no cauterizing laser technology like that in 1967.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand how you can get, like, the spinal column out of it.
I don't know either.
It's magic or something. It's like the physics don't exist as we understand it. Like,
no.
It doesn't make any sense.
I just imagine, like, a big straw. Sorry, that's gross.
Like a boba straw.
Like bigger.
Like, keep going.
Oh, that's crude. I'm so sorry.
So that was a crazy thing to say.
There's no, but you know what? There's no explanation for what happened.
No. Might as well be.
Might as well be a big ass fucking straw.
Boba straw.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's the biggest straw I've ever seen.
Yeah, totally. So the story of Snippy and what happened had begun to grow nationally and internationally at the time.
Mm.
And this is when the Aerial Phenomenon Research Organization, ARPO, is that someone you know?
No, okay. No, I don't. That's amazing.
they put a guard up at the gate leading to the Harry King Ranch. And then the Condon Committee begins investigating the case.
Okay, who's that?
So the Condon Committee reaches out to a different pathologist. I'll get to who they are in a second.
Mm-hmm.
So they reach out to a different pathologist, a Dr. Robert Adams. And Adams examines the horse and the area. And he concludes that the horse didn't die from, quote, unearthly causes. It did not.
Okay, what did he say?
So,
all right.
Here's the thing about the Condon Committee. They work at the University of Colorado between 1966 and 1968. This is my, I'm going.
Something that's happening out there. Oh, okay.
And their purpose was to study UFO sightings and reports in the area.
Mm.
But they are funded by the United States Air Force.
Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
I'm going to take you. We went to Questions Corner last episode. Uh-huh. I'm going to take you to Conspiracy Theory Corner.
Love it there.
Do you want to describe what that looks like?
Yeah, it's the same dark basement.
Yeah.
So, like, we just moved to the other corner.
Right.
This one has a green bulb, obviously. The walls are tinfoiled in the corner.
I was like, there's gotta be some tinfoil.
Definitely. The whole walls are, so the wallpaper is a tinfoil wallpaper. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's sort of like there's a little bit of a smoke machine, or, you know,
like a fog.
Yes, there's machine. A little bit of a fog. There's some neon, like a small neon light, and a lot of
like
books.
Like the little ball thing where you like touch, there's like electricity.
Perfect.
In the 90s.
Okay. Just like a soft glow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is like a record player.
Okay.
Records and some books over there in the corner.
Okay. I like it. Okay, so let's go to this corner. So what if the U.S. Air Force was going to be testing some experimental tech in the area of Colorado,
mm-hmm.
in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that this was going to be causing a uptick of, quote unquote, UFO sightings. So they created this committee, mm-hmm. to basically go out and sweep this stuff under the rug and bring out experts that say, nope,
this is something or this is
nothing weird here,
mm-hmm.
while they're doing their top secret stuff.
Because if this committee is funded by the United States Air Force. Yeah,
honestly, it's reasonable. It's a reason. I feel like it's not totally unreasonable.
Right. I've heard crazier shit.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
So then they also bring in the condom committee. They bring in a veterinarian that claims that maybe Snippy. This is the craziest thing that I've ever heard. So that maybe Snippy had been caught some barbed wire, which then ripped off the skin, muscles, and tendons, and everything from the shoulders up.
Nope. No.
Like, you're just saying.
So the photo I saw does not explain that's that.
Fucking stupid.
No.
Like, not that. If you have a veterinarian that suggested that, fire. You need to get a new veterinarian.
I agree. Honestly, I'm like, are you?
Honestly, Meg and I would are be better. We, seeing this we would be better veterinarians.
Literally, I'm sorry. A job I've never considered in my life.
Me either, but we would be better.
No. That's not what happened there.
No. Like, maybe barbed wire could, like, deglove skin from something.
It would be bloody.
It would be very bloody.
Fleshy. No way. Also, not possible. It looked charred. Yeah. We've, like, I don't know. Kelvins is how you describe hot heat.
Yeah, maybe.
Kelvin. I don't know.
Yeah, Kelvin is a thing.
Is it
Fahrenheit? Kelvin. Yeah.
I have no idea. Extremely hot.
Yeah. Very hot.
I have to look up what a Kelvin is.
Kelvin is a measurement of heat.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea.
Actually, you know what?
It might double not check. Be.
Because I am often confidently incorrect.
Kelvin. Temperature.
Okay. Look at this.
But it's... I'm not sure what this means.
What does it say?
It's an absolute temperature scale. So, okay.
Okay. Absolute. I mean, like, from zero.
Just... It's very hot. Mercury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Not wrong.
Science, bitch. Okay. So, stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
Extremely.
Very stupid veterinarian. I'm sorry. Or they were paid off.
I guess the point is, like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, yeah. So, Agnes King, who was the mother of Harry and Nellie, she also lived on the ranch. She claimed until her dying day that she saw something in the sky in the days leading up to finding Snippy the horse.
Oh.
She's like, there was something in the sky. Hmm. Demi found the horse. I'm not backing down from this.
Okay.
So there were other eyewitness accounts claiming to see three black jets flying through the air during this time as well.
Hmm.
So it's safe to say something was going on. So after the news of Snippy dies down, Burl puts a stake in the ground of where she was found to eventually create some sort of monument.
Hmm.
But soon after Nellie passed away, I don't know why or how, I could not find anything about this.
Okay. All right.
And the monument kind of faded with her, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's not like a spot where you can go to.
Oh, okay.
There is a spot. It's called the UFO Watchtower in Colorado in Alamosa.
Cool.
That you can go to. It's like right outside Great Sand Dunes, actually.
Oh.
Now that I think about it. Sorry. I went to the website. I have to read you their fucking wish list.
Wait, what? They have a wish list?
They have a wish list.
Is it like send us stuff?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what you're gonna hear. So the website is like very 90s. It's
okay.
It's got word art. It's got fucking graphic art. It's got probably Clippy in there. I don't know.
What? Literally, someone made it, and then yeah. I just no one's ever yeah. touched it.
No
system.
One's ever touched.
How does it still exist? It's like still a time
there.
Capsule.
It's a Google thing. You can go there. You can get directions to there.
Cute.
But this is what they asked for. They're needed items. Military night vision equipment. Black helicopter. Access hatch, large nautical compass, jetpacks, a Geiger counter, a light beam, heavy-duty metal detector, steel benches, seat belts, lasers.
Lasers. It's so stupid. No.
Flying objects of all
oh,
kinds.
Oh, no. It's a joke. It's
helium. A phone booths. Playground equipment. Biohazard suits. Aerial photos of the valley. Flags. Military this, so, American POW no. MIA.
That's what I'm saying.
Cheers.
This is a part of it. The part of this I have I to make all people who believe in aliens sound fucking crazy.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Big satellite dishes. Picnic tables. Moon rocks. Seismograph equipment.
Rude.
Dollars and cents.
I'm offended.
Star charts and maps.
55 gallon drums of outdoor silver reflective paint merry-go-round.
No, I'm that's offended. All one thing. Stop, stop.
Reflective.
Whoever came up with this list is like just trolling.
It's so rude. I find it so funny. Reflective vinyl, weather balloons, golf carts, and a four-wheeler trailer.
Like all the most badass.
What did meet the person who made
the list is great.
I love this list.
Very creative. I like
it. And also, there's some things that are starred and bulleted. Some things are not. Some things are big letters. Some things are not.
I wonder if it was like a wiki type of
thing. I don't know.
But it's a crowdsourced list.
Hilarious.
It's like a crowdsourced list, and they're like, we can't reformat this. We're just going to copy and paste.
We're going to copy and paste. We'll deal with it later, but they never deal with it. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Very unprofessional. Very casual.
Very cash. There's also the woman that owns the place for the book. I think it's literally called The Crazy Woman Down the Street.
Okay.
I want him. She seemed like a fucking fun vibe.
Yeah, she does, obviously.
Okay, so Snippy's remains were brought to a local veterinarian, and the remaining flesh was boiled down, and her skeleton was mounted on a metal platform using wires and screws, and she was placed in front of the local Chamber of Commerce on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is her claim to fame now. Now I'm back on the hoax. I'm back on the hoax. The town is like, we will do some shit.
We'll lead into it.
We'll make some...
That is Snippy on the sidewalk. It's a fucking horse, dude.
It does look like a horse. Yeah. No, that, though, does look like a horse.
But I can see where you're getting the alligator...
Yes.
...skull part of it.
Yeah.
Because it's long.
It's long.
It's like a snoot.
Mm-hmm. A snoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It's a long snoot-like situation.
But I've also never seen an alligator as skull.
It's similar.
I need to go to more museums, I think. Natural history museums.
Right. We don't have a good one here, unfortunately. Yeah. In like New York for that. So after the Chamber of Commerce, Snippy ended up in a private museum for a few years before winding up in an abandoned house on a ranch owned by a man named Carl Helflin.
Oh.
So after Helflin dies, there's like this insurance agent that offered to sell Snippy's bones on eBay like for the nephew of Charles Helf or Carl Helflin. The nephew was hoping for $50,000 for the skeleton. The insurance agent was only able to raise $10,000, and so the nephew was like, never mind, I don't want to do it. Instead of taking $10,000, he was like, no,
okay,
like $50,000 or nothing. Essentially,
we're gonna keep it in. Okay,
you have your standards, I guess. Mm-hmm. So then Snippy have been through numerous owners, but is now at the UFO watchtower,
where like she belongs. I just said,
in Alamosa.
Fantastic.
And this is her on display in Alamosa at the UFO watchtower.
Oh, okay.
In a glass case.
Yeah, it looks like they like disassembled and then had to reassemble her
a little bit. I mean, it's like, that's, I think, what a horse looks like, honestly. Yeah,
the ankles are all weird.
Yeah.
The
joints. They're two very different angles.
Strange.
The joints? What are you talking about?
I don't understand how their legs work.
Well, their elbows are, like, pointing back in a weird way.
I don't like it.
Much like dogs.
Oh, God. I don't see this. I don't see this.
It's the bending back that's weird.
Yeah,
it's because sort of alien-like. Yeah, because our elbows, again, like most of the time our arms are straight, but our elbows also do bend back in a weird way. If you think about it. If our knees bended back, I think that would be what freaks people out.
Got it. Maybe it's a leg part of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Because think about that.
But if we were, it's because we're bipedal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we weren't, then they would be.
They would be this way. Yeah.
Wow.
Science. Oh, man, blowing Meg's mind on this Friday night.
I take it back. I apologize, Snippy.
Okay, so we're going to get into the theories.
Oh, okay.
Because why not?
I already talked about a couple of dumb ones.
We did, yeah. My conspiracy theory was not dumb. How dare you?
No. Yours wasn't. Only one, honestly, that
the veterinarian.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, we'll slinger that veterinarian until the cows come home. Okay, so after Snippy was boiled down to a skeleton.
That's so weird.
Also,
but I don't know how you do, like,
taxidermy.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I don't know why they're...
Maybe that... Why not? Probably.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. So the veterinarian that kind of boiled the skeleton down, mm-hmm. or boiled it down to a skeleton, claims that he found 2 bullet holes in the hindquarters of Snippy.
Okay.
And then 2 teenage boys say that when they were out at the Harry King Ranch area the night that Snippy disappeared, they were trying to shoot animals.
Oh, okay.
Which is fucked up.
I know.
Like, what are you two doing?
But are they, like, BB guns? Or, like, what kind of weapon?
I know.
And it's still fucked up.
Extremely. It's very fucked.
But, like...
Where are those 2 now? Are you guys... Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I want
to
find...
Okay, well, it does make sense that maybe it was already a dead animal and mm-hmm. then someone, like, did some stuff to it. Which makes it, like... Right. It's the prime time for that.
It is. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. However, this doesn't explain the way, really, Snippy was found.
No, it would have had to be moved and staged.
Right.
Like a hoax intentionally.
And like, how would they have gotten the missing flesh from the shoulders up?
Burned it, maybe?
But, like, there's also the lack of blood in the area, or, like, no blood.
Yeah, it's like a full-on production, yeah. if that's the case.
It's also the missing organs and, like, mm-hmm. the lack of tracks around her.
Yeah, it would have had to happen in one location yeah. and then, like, transported, like, an actual conspiracy, but Looney
like how,
Tunes.
Right, like, hoax. How do you get, like, it out there with, like, tire tracks or...
No, it still sounds horse like a tracks or whatever. Idea.
Yeah. So, some believe that this is some sort of elaborate hoax done by Harry, Burl, and Nelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
And so, they say that maybe they had found Snippy dead from other causes, and then they decided to create this alien story, but
they still would have had to do all the weird stuff.
They still do all the weird stuff, and like, but why and how?
Yeah,
right. There wasn't really like the theories on this one isn't.
If they were gonna, if someone had done a hoax, sure, it would be have obviously had to be them.
Yeah, right.
It still doesn't really explain how they would do it.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain how they would do it, mm-hmm. why they would do it.
Yes,
like it. From what I've read, Harry wasn't under. Like mortgage payments on like the farm or okay. or the ranch or whatever. It's not like they were trying to like make money off of it. And Nelly dies soon after.
Yeah.
You know, and Burl, like after Nelly dies, he just kind of walks away from the whole thing. So it's not like they wrote books.
Is it because she touched the jelly substance?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I wish I could not find.
What happened?
Yeah. Nelly Lewis is a very common name. Mm-hmm. I think more common than we think. And I just could not find her actual obituary or anything. Unfortunately, that sucks. I could only find the list from the Watchtower UFO website. Okay. Sorry, that's all I got for you. So another theory is that Snippy could have passed and carnivorous ants start eating her and they start from the head down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carnivorous ants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That actually seems like reasonable.
It's the most like grounded logical theory, I would say. From what I could find, I don't think Colorado has carnivorous ants.
Got it. Yeah. I was like, well, what kind of fucking ants?
Yeah. Yeah. From everything I've read, like
I don't know.
I did like an ant deep dive in a weird way. I could not find a single thing about carnivorous ants.
All right.
Colorado.
Got it. Okay. Reasonable.
So there are some ant species that will occasionally scavenge on dead animals, but not like what we see with Snippy. Mm. Also, they would have had to do the entire, like, that portion of her body in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And wasn't there, like, a clean cut?
And there's also a clean cut.
I mean, it didn't explain that at all.
Yeah, like, cauterized burn area.
No. So, ants can't do that.
No. Yeah. And I think just kind of maybe for like the time and the era we're in, there was also talk of a satanic cult.
What are they? I mean, still, there's some science involved here.
Yeah, right.
Like, what are they? I know. Waving their hands around.
Right. Like, I don't know. Maybe Satan did it. I don't like karate chopped and
no,
it's like, not. Took it's... everything except for the bones. I don't know.
It's not that.
I'm just saying. I'm just here. I'm just a messenger, dude.
But it makes sense. Yeah. Someone would be like, the devil did it. The
devil did it.
Maybe yeah. the devil.
Yeah. Or that maybe some kids had done it as a really fucked up prank.
Okay, put them in jail. If some children did it,
they need to go to jail.
The devil's there.
Yeah.
If children in those did it.
Children.
Yes, exactly. These are children of the corn.
That's a demon baby.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
but
thanks.
But also, like, seems very technical.
Yeah.
No, weird.
Have you met teenagers? They can't do this.
No, no, no. Yeah. No, they don't want to. They really don't.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So
they just want to shoot BB guns at animals and like drink and
fucked up.
Which is even the bad ones.
Yeah.
Aren't trying to do whatever this is.
I don't, it's like a weird level of creativity.
Exactly.
Really?
And expertise.
And expertise.
And like logistics mm-hmm. and funding, I would say.
Yeah.
Time.
Time?
No, it's not possible.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
So this leads to the main theory and what most people believe. Something either otherworldly or government secret killed Snippy.
I think that Snippy wasn't really a horse. That is a weird bodied animal to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you need to like learn more about horse anatomy.
Okay, let me finish
this theory and then you can go along with your fucking weird shit.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
So this is mainly because of the way Snippy was found.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who say this wasn't otherworldly, quote unquote, have never given a clear or concise explanation to what happened to Snippy. They're like, oh, this isn't otherworldly, but they're never given a counter argument that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got the veterinarian being like, oh, it's barbed wire.
Right. And that's why people are like,
what?
Not trying to give you a explanation because there's none.
Right. Yeah. And no one's ever also been able to explain the lack of blood in the scene or why her hoof prints ended 100 yards away from where
insane.
She was found. It's just like they haven't been able, like they'd be like, oh, that's not what you think it is. But no one's given a concise explanation to explain what the fuck happened.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know. So there's also eyewitness accounts leading up to and after when Snippy was found of different things in the sky.
Oh.
And obviously we probably don't have an explanation of that.
Yeah.
But like now we know, like basically the Pentagon has confirmed shit's in the sky, we don't know, right?
Oh my god.
So do you want to go back on your theory
of this? No, I think fake? The only thing that makes sense is
that it's all made up.
No, I think I always come back to this. It's either fucking fake, mm-hmm. extremely fake
mm-hmm.
lies,
mm-hmm.
or it's real, and the only explanation is like something that cannot be explained.
Okay.
Something that's like interdimensional or not of this.
You're either 100% one way or the other.
Yeah, because there is no gray area to that. Something like that.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. But like, how do you fake that? I mean, they have like...
It could just be lies. A lot of it too.
They found like that random pathologist in the Great Sand Dunes. They weren't expecting to find him. It just kind of worked out, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh my God.
And he like came out. He's like, oh, they're like, this is fucked up. Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's just like a very elaborate hoax.
Yeah, your elaborate is correct.
So because
it's
like and there's the why,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like, do you also like bring in people who are in the counter argue just to make your hoax more substantial?
Yeah.
You know?
It's sort of like all PR at that point.
Maybe. But like, you've never heard of these people before.
No. I don't know. I don't know what the motivation is.
I don't know what the motivation is either. Besides it just being real. And even like, this is fucking crazy.
I know.
It's also ranchers. I feel like ranchers have the time to like make up this bullshit.
No.
Are you that?
No.
Like very salt of the earth. Like we talked about before. Like people. So it's just.
I mean, that's why at the end of the day, I'm a true believer. So like, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. It's whimsical, if nothing else.
Maybe she put her head through a portal.
I know. I was like...
Dimensional rift.
There would have been something that, like, went wrong.
I feel like the answer is always dimensional rift, right?
Yes. I don't know. It could just been, like, some, like... God, it sounds really dumb to be like, ah, their technology has gotten better. Oh, it's 40 years ago, 60 like, years ago, whatever. If I can, 100, how many years?
80. 1968 or 67.
40, 60 years ago.
So
I was right the first time.
Really, both of these stories are in like the same era. Oh, I didn't do that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
The one we took last week and the one we took today. One's 1968, one's 1967.
Okay, I love it. Creepy. So Yeah.
I don't know. So Sippy's death left behind more than the carcass in a quiet field.
Don't call her a carcass again.
It left questions that have never been answered.
Mm, that's for sure.
Whether it was the work of a man, beast, or something stranger, the mystery lingers in the thin Colorado air.
Oh, okay.
In the San Luis Valley, stories fade, but legends linger. In Sippy's story, half tragedy, half enigma, still walks the fence lines, waiting for someone to finally explain the unexplainable.
I love it. You really paid tribute to that bitch in the end.
Calling her a carcass. Yeah, sorry, Sippy.
No, you wrapped it up nicely.
Technically, I think her name was Lady. I don't know.
That was her fault.
Weird speculate thing there. But that's it. That's all I got for you. Sippy the fucking horse, man. Yeah, the pictures, you have to find a way to show the pictures because the pictures are really stand.
They really, yeah.
But you gotta look at the right picture. Because I will say again, the common picture that's associated with this fucking story is a goat.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. No, post
it
the
is
picture.
Not a horse.
Okay.
So just be aware.
How to roger that.
Right.
10-4.
Yeah. Leella in the hills. A goat, not a horse.
Sippy was a horse, goddammit.
Sippy was a beautiful mare. She deserves better.
On the sand dunes with the flowing hair.
Right, yeah.
All right, well.
Gonna have to go to the fucking UFO watch tower.
I'm so down.
We're gonna have to.
I want to go to that national park.
We need to buy our merry-go-round. That list was wild. That list was truly wild. And you know what?
It's unfair. That's why I'm suspicious. Although, you know, people are making fun of
it. That woman living her dreams and just putting out what she actually wants in life.
For her.
Like, whatever the thing I said earlier, a laser.
Laser.
Laser. But thank you for listening. That is it for this week.
Brilliant.
We'll come back later with some more crazy stories. You know, be sure to
rate, review,
follow us on the socials. That's where we post all the pictures for these stories.
Exactly.
And until next time,
stay grimly curious. Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon.
For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast.
Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch.